Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisiso. Kisiso has a range of different mitzvahs, beginning with the Machzis HaShekel, the half a shekel, which we're going to get to in a moment. It also has the famous idea that the Torah ends off the whole process of the commandment to build the Mishkan and to design the clothing for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kohanim and all the other things that came with the Beis HaMikdash, including in this week's parasha, the giving of the half a shekel, and also the building of the kior, the basin that was outside in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. At the end, the Torah says, "Ach efshav soisai tishmoiru, but you should keep my Shabbos holy," and so on, which teaches us that although there was a tremendous mitzvah of building the Mishkan, but the building of the Mishkan did not override Shabbos, and whatever was involved in the building of the Mishkan was prohibited to do on Shabbos, and therefore they didn't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, and in fact, that's one of the ways how we know the 39 prohibited activities on Shabbos, because whatever was used in the Mishkan. But what I'd like to do is just focus a little bit, and then of course we have the story of the Egel Hazov, the golden calf, and the Moshe Rabbeinu trying to get the Hashem to forgive the Jewish people, the Luchais, the second Luchais, and so on and so forth. But I'm going to focus more on the first mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel, and share with you a few insights to do with the Machzis HaShekel. So, the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah of a yearly tax, a mitzvah to give half a shekel, which was given each year in the Beis HaMikdash. It was also given in the time of the Midbar, in the time of the desert, in order to count the Jewish people. But in the Beis HaMikdash, what this yearly tax of half a shekel was used for was to buy new animals for the sacrifices, for the daily korbanos. And there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of ideas behind what's spoken about in the Machzis HaShekel, which we'll get to in a moment. But one of the psukim that it says is Ha'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamitz. The rich person must not give more, and the poor person must not give less. And the Noam Elimelech says a beautiful idea. He says that the mitzvah here was to give a half a shekel, which was a significant amount of money, but it was a half of a shekel coin, which was a coin called a half a shekel, the value of a half a shekel. And he says, the Torah says that the rich cannot give more and the poor cannot give less, which the question obviously is why. So he says a vort like this. He says that hu ashir means the rich person in mitzvahs. Someone who is a high level of serving Hashem should never ever think that they've achieved perfection, that they've accomplished everything. They should always so know that it's only machzis. It's only half a shekel. They've only reached half. That's why the usher, the rich man, cannot give more, because that usher, that rich person, spiritually speaking, has to always know that there's much more to do. They've only accomplished the half. The poor person must not give less, because the poor person is a person that can despair. And a poor person can say, I have nothing to me, meaning a poor spiritual person. I've failed so many times. I'm so distant from mitzvahs, I have nothing to give. I'm going to give up hope because there's no fixing. I can't even do half a shekel. Says the Torah, no, the poor person cannot give less. You need to know there's a lot you can do. It might only be half a shekel, but there's an amazing amount that you could start and you could reconnect and you could repair, because you can always do tshuva and reconnect to Hashem. And that's the symbolism behind everyone giving a half a shekel, because there's a lesson there both for the rich person spiritually and the poor spiritual person. I just want to share with you a fascinating story that's told about Machzis HaShekel that was given in the Beis HaMikdash each year. It's an amazing story that took place in Hungary when a lot of the Gedolim, one of the great Tzaddikim and Rabbonim and so on, gathered in the city of Ungarn of Hungary, in the capital city of what they used to call Pest, which is part of Budapest. And the idea was to get together, to have a conference, to discuss strengthening Torah and so on and so forth. The Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Ksav Sofer, was also there. They had this amazing banquet together, this amazing meal. And in the middle of the meal, when things were sort of in a good mood, a good atmosphere, the Ksav Sofer took out of his pocket a very old coin. And he said that he has this, and it's something that he received from somewhere. It's the shekel. It's a shekel coin from the time of the Beis HaMikdash that he got from the Chassam Sofer. Now, there were like 150 Rabbonim there, and everyone wanted to see it, so they passed it around. And in the middle of passing around, when it came to the end and he wanted it back, somehow it disappeared. And there was a big tumult, such a treasure, such an amazing thing. So they couldn't find it anywhere. They decided maybe someone by mistake put it in their pocket. It was a very embarrassing moment because they were all great people. They decided that they're going to check the pocket of each one of their the people, and everyone agreed that they're going to have their pockets checked. However, there was a person there, even though it was uncomfortable, and everyone agreed to do it. There was one person, Rabbi Yehuda Assad, a great Makubal, a great Kabbalist, a great Tzaddik. He got up and announced that B'shum Oifim, under no circumstances, would he let them check his pockets. So therefore, the whole thing sort of got cancelled because it was an uncomfortable moment, and they didn't know what the pshat was. Obviously, you can imagine that it must have, at least in some people's minds, aroused some level of suspicion. And the mood changed a bit and it continued. But after a couple of hours, the woman who was helping there, who was cleaning there, came in and she said that that somewhere in the rubbish, she was cleaning up and this coin must have dropped and got into the rubbish. She found this and she brought it back. It was among the dishes or something. And they're all tremendously happy. And then they turned to this Rabbi Assad and they said, Rabbi Yehuda Assad, and they said to him, why did you refuse to have your pocket checked? You're obviously not guilty. And why did you do something that would arouse suspicion on you? I mean, it's so like it's you didn't have anything to fear. Like what was the vort? So he took out of his pocket a coin exactly the same. And he showed that what happened was he had the same coin. He had the same coin in his pocket. Why? Because he also had such a coin. And he had intended, when he comes to this conference, to actually take it out, to also show everyone. But when he saw the Ksav Sofer taking it out, he was so excited to show everyone, he didn't want to diminish from the Ksav Sofer's prestige and the Ksav Sofer's excitement, so he decided not to take his coin out. And then, of course, when this whole thing happened, he couldn't let them check his pockets because then they would have found the coin and he would have been suspected for something he completely didn't do. And that's why he refused to have it checked. He davened to Hashem that it would be returned, and it was, and everything was okay. Just a nice story connected to the Machzis HaShekel. I want to just share with you one idea about why it's called Machzis HaShekel, the half a shekel, that the Das Keni Bala Toisvis mentions, and that is because we learn from Chazal that the Machzis HaShekel, the Pasuk says, that it was Koifer Nafshe, it was an atonement for the soul. You know, we know that there's no completely chronological order to the Torah, and Muktam Uchab HaTorah, and therefore actually the Machzis HaShekel was an atonement for the Egel HaZov, for the serving of Avodah Zarah of the Egel HaZov. And that's why it says that Askeini Bala Toisus that it was Machzis HaShekel. Because we read later, when we read the story of the golden calf, he says Machzis is half, it's a representative of half the day, Chatzois, midday. Because Chazal tell us in the Masech to Shabbos, that when it says that the Yidden, Vayar Ha'om ki Boishesh Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed, the word is Boishesh, says the Gemara, Boishesh, that the midday had come, they were expecting Moshe Rabbeinu, and when the midday came and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come, that's when they started the process of getting the golden calf, that's when the Aveira started. And we know that a complete shekel is Esrim Geira, is 10 Geira, as the Pasuk says. Therefore, a half a shekel is 20 Geira. A whole shekel is 20 Geira. That means a half shekel is 10 Geira. So therefore, to achieve atonement for the Egel Azov, they gave something which was Machzis, half a shekel, to remember that it was half a day, midday, and they gave something that is 10 Geira, because by serving the Egel Azov, they were actually violating the essence of the Aseret Hadibra, the 10 Commandments, which begins with Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God, the whole thing of not serving Avodah Zarah, and therefore that combination, half a shekel for midday, 10 geira for the 10 commandments, is why the Machzis HaShekel was, in fact, a kapara, an atonement for the Egel Azor, for the golden calf. Now, this that we say that it was an atonement for the Egel Azor is actually not that simple, because we have a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu found the mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel difficult to understand. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Meir, kemin matbeya shel eish, a coin of fire, Hashem took out from the kisei kvoido, from his throne, from his holy throne, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, "Ze yitnu, this is what it looks like, this is what you should do." And the obvious question is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu find so difficult? What was so difficult to understand? It was part of the currency of the time. Shekel was a currency, it was known currency. So what does it mean, a half a shekel should be so difficult to comprehend and actually what it means? So how come Moshe Rabbeinu found it so difficult? And if he found it so difficult, why couldn't Hashem just show him a coin? What does it mean it was a coin of fire? So Tosfos in Chulin says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have difficulty in understanding what half a shekel was. Everyone knew what half a shekel was. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in understanding how this giving of the half a shekel was going to be koifer nafshoi. It was going to be atonement for the soul. How is it going to be an atonement? Such a terrible avera, the Egel Azov. How is giving half a coin going to atone for them? How is that going to happen? And with that, Hashem showed him matbea shel esh, this coin of fire, coming from the Kiseh HaKovet. And the question, of course, is, how does that answer the question? And there are many, many commentaries and many answers given for how the coin of fire was an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty of how can it atone for the Egel Azov. So I want to share with you an idea that the Lubavitcher Rebbe says in Likutei Sichus. And he explains, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, I'm going to explain just the essence of what the explanation is. And he says there are a couple of ideas here. Number one is Kiseh HaKovod, the throne of glory, Hashem's throne, which in essence is a symbol of Hashem's revelation to the world, of Hashem revealing himself to us so that we can connect to him, we can connect to something much greater than ourselves, we can become transcendent, that we can go out of ourselves and connect to Hashem. Part of connecting to Hashem means that we have to go beyond our own limitations. We have to go beyond the human fragility, the human prison, and connect to something which is so much higher. And show that the essence of who we are is really a neshama, and the essence of who we are is really a neshama, which is one and connected with Hashem, and so much it allows us to reach and to connect so much higher than ourselves. How does that happen? So Hashem says, matbeya shel esh, a coin of fire. Coin and fire are two exactly opposite things. And let's understand what that means. A coin, as the Gemara says, is harif lotzeis, which means a coin has a specific, determined, prescribed value. Which means a coin of currency is very different to something like an object. If I share with you, I'll give you an object, a watch, a car, a something, a piece of food, that value of that is subjective because it depends for who. For some people, that thing is very important. For some people, it's not so important. It's more precious, less precious. Someone needs it more, someone needs it less. The value sort of fluctuates in a subjective way depending on which person it is. A coin has a very specific prescribed value. This is what it is. That is symbolic of what we call in Kabbalah soil, the idea of doing what Hashem wants us to do, keeping halacha, keeping to the letter of the law. When we do a mitzvah, the halachas of the mitzvah are not the same for one person and another. Sorry, the halachas of the mitzvah are identical from one person to another. They are specific, they prescribe, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's tefillin have to be square, mezuzahs have to be written in a specific way, they have to be hung up in a certain way. All this is the halacha, and this is how every person doing a mitzvah has to subscribe to that exact concept, that exact prescription of how the mitzvah has to be done, and that's the idea represented in the idea of a coin. Now we have also this idea of esh, fire. What is fire? Fire represents the way we do a mitzvah with yearning. The idea we want to become closer to Hashem. We want to just go out of who we are and just become connected to Hashem. But it represents passion, love, yearning towards the connection to Hashem. Now, in the terminology of Hasidic teachings, we know this to be also be the concept of rotsu and shuv. Rotsu means the yearning that a person has just to leave this material world and come closer to Hashem. We know this is the story of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, that they came so close to Hashem that the neshamas left their body. And of course, they did the wrong thing because that's not the purpose of creation, but it's symbolic of this idea that we all have to have this yearning just to leave who we are, to become connected to Hashem. But then when we have that feeling, we have to also understand that shuv, that yes, the feeling is not just to connect to Hashem and to leave this world. The real connection to Hashem comes from returning in this world and serving Hashem through doing the specific mitzvahs and serving Hashem in the prescriptive way of actually serving Hashem properly according to halacha. Now, what happens is that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu matbeah shel esh, a coin of fire. And that was the answer, because it's very difficult for a person to combine these two opposites. When the focus of the person is just to do the action, it's very difficult then to have that passion and feeling and to get lost in the ecstasy of being loving Hashem and yearning for Hashem. Because when we yearn for Hashem, at the end of the day, that's what, it's a good yearning and it's a good interest, but that's us. Then to suddenly switch direction and say, okay, but when we yearn for Hashem, I want to yearn, I want to be close to Hashem, I want to be close to the holiness of Hashem. Hashem says, you want to be close to me? Do the mitzvah. But when you do the specifics of the mitzvah, when you do the details of halacha, that doesn't necessarily provide that inspiration and that closeness and that yearning to become close with Hashem. And somehow the two things have to come together. Because the two things coming together really represents this idea that we're not doing what we want to do, but we're doing what Hashem wants us to do. And Hashem wants us to combine those two opposite feelings. The feeling of yearning and wanting to become close and spirituality. And Hashem wants us then just to worry about the specifics of the mitzvah. Matbeah shel esh. Matbeah is the coin, the prescription of exactly what we do. The esh is the fire. When we combine those two things, we are revealing the essence of who we are. We are revealing our bittul, our complete subservience and surrender to Hashem, that it's not about what I feel. It's not about, you know, you have some people that are more into the specifics of mitzvahs. You have more people that are more into the feelings of the mitzvahs. But if you really are surrendered to Hashem, it's not one or the other. It's a combination of both. If you really surrender to Hashem, then we do both, because we have to do both, because that's what Hashem wants. And we show that deep down, we are completely surrendered to Hashem. And therefore, that's the answer of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Machzis HaShekel, a matbeah shel esh. Your source will give the coin of fire, the combination of coin and fire. That will be the atonement, because of what that reveals is the true identity of the person, the true surrender that we all have to Hashem. Yes, the big avera that they did, even the avera zara that they did, but that's only what we did, but it's not really who we are. Our real definition is our deep, deep connection to Hashem, which comes out and expresses itself in the ability to do the combination of matbea and esh, coin and fire together. And that's why it was an answer to the koifer nafsha. That's just an insight into this idea. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.